It's Gospel 1590 106.1 and the Afternoon Praise Party on demand.
Kansas City's number one for gospel music, Gospel 1590 106.1 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I am glad to welcome to our airwaves none other than a young lady that is doing some great things on the gospel music scene and in our world, Miss Corinne Hawthorne. Corinne, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good.
That's great. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to jump right in it. Tell us, where did it all start? What was the beginning of Corinne Hawthorne's career?
I've always been a singer. I've been singing ever since I can remember. I did competitions as a kid, started auditioning for things at the age of 11. So I've actually been singing for my whole life. I've been doing it for a little while.
Now, when people see you out and about, they may recognize you or recognize the name, and that was because you were on The Voice on national TV. How long ago was that you were on The Voice?
Well, I was on The Voice 4 years ago. I was 17 years old. So that was an amazing experience for me. I always say it's kind of like the kickstarter to my career. It helped me to be prepared for this moment, and yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Now, from what I've heard on some of the competitions, they try to get the contestants not to perform religious or gospel music. Was that a issue, or were there any conflicts with that, and did you know that you were going to follow the path as being a professional gospel artist at that time?
Well, I was born and raised in church, so I kind of feel like I knew that God gave me the gift, but because I like so many different genres of music, and I didn't feel like I sounded traditionally how gospel music normally sounded. I didn't know if there was a place for me in gospel. So when I was on The Voice, it really just kind of helped broaden my mind to realize that, you know, I could be the type of artist that I want to be. And Pharrell was my coach, and he always encouraged me to stay true to who I was and be different, to make a difference in it. So leaving from The Voice, I felt like, you know what, I know what type of artist I want to be. I want to do gospel, and I want to do it my own way. So it kind of just allowed me to be able to look at it in a different way, because I was singing all types of songs on there. But it was always a great message. It was always inspirational, and people knew that I was a Christian without ever once having to say it. So that just kind of, you know, it showed me that I could do it differently.
Awesome. Now, are you at the point that your age is a secret, or can we ask the age of Corinne Hawthorne?
My age is, I'm 21. You know, it's no secret.
So, a young lady?
I'm a young lady.
Young adult, you know? I'll say. Young adult. You know,
yeah.
And I was thinking about this on yesterday. It's a great testimony, because we need our young people to see more people that are standing up for the standing up for Christ and the cause of Christ.
Right. Yeah. I'm grateful to be young and doing this. You know, I said this earlier, that a lot of people my age don't even know what they want. They don't even have identity yet. You know, They're still figuring their lives out. They don't know what they want to do. So I'm happy that God chose me to be an example, to show people that you can have an identity in Christ and flourish in it. So yeah, I'm excited and happy to be young and doing it.
Well, I've heard through the grapevine that you will be in our city this coming August with Kirk Franklin and his Long Live Love tour. We're looking forward to seeing you. Now, has that tour kicked off yet?
It's kicking off in July. I'm really, really excited about this. The Long Live Love tour is going to be amazing.
And also, speaking of Kirk Franklin, Sunday's Best kicks off again this weekend. Are you a fan?
The judges are amazing. You got Erica Campbell, you got Jonathan McReynolds, you got Kelly Price. So all I know is I'm a fan. I'm excited to watch too. I'm going to be tuned in like everybody else. Yes, for sure. After church, you eat with the family and you watch Sunday's Best.
We are speaking with Corinne Hawthorne. And Corinne, thank you for giving us this time. And man, looking forward to you coming on Friday, August the 9th at Arbus Bank Theater at the Midland, the Long Live Love Tour. And of course, you'll be hearing Corinne's music on our stations. But Corinne, any final words you want to give to, you know, your listeners, or maybe a young person that's aspiring to be like Corinne Hawthorne?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you guys so much for your support, if you have been supporting me on this journey. And I just want to say, you know, the plans of God are sure over your life. Please follow your purpose, follow your heart, do all things to please, glory, and honor God, and He will bless you in that. And that's all that I can say, man. Y'all be blessed. Don't be discouraged. Know that God's plans are sure over your life.
Thank you so much, Corinne.
Thank you.
Gospel 1590 106.1.